Hi, this is Keith from Lewis Jewelers. It all starts with a ring. It's designed by you and handcrafted by us right here in the great city of Ann Arbor. We look forward to celebrating your moments at Lewis Jewelers.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, it is time for Tech Takeover. No, Jess, this week we've got a special edition, an agricultural tech takeover from Henry McKean at the National Ploughing Championships in Rathanesca in County Leash. Henry, how is tech helping farmers?
Well, this is it. We are taking over the Jess Tech Takeover. Technology is everywhere here at the ploughing, as my geography teacher, Mr. Campbell, used to say. Geography is everywhere, but technology is everywhere. Tech, tech, tech. You can't get away from it. Every stand has some new invention, something new. Even the guards have this kind of crash test car that rolls around in circles. There's lots of it, and it is helping farmers. But the older farmers, they're actually struggling when it comes to embracing it because some of it's quite complicated. Some are feeling left behind.
Well, there's automatic milking parlours that help the parents, make it faster for my dad to milk the cows.
Keeping track of the animals and all that online, and you won't have to go out and look in the fields, you know who already is in each field.
So you know what's in each field, yeah, just from technology?
Yeah.
And all the animals are tagged?
Yeah.
Technology helps us in our farm by using drones for looking over forest trees and stuff, checking on animals, sheep, and you can use them for spraying land. It's a huge impact for back where I'm from.
And where are you from?
Back in Connemara. Clifton, Galway.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
It makes it harder for the older farmers because they aren't au fait with technology, you know, and the training, we'll say, from the government either doesn't come in relation to that. So no more than everything else, to sustain farming, the government needs to get more involved in facilitating the farmer through supports and things like that. And that's not happening at the moment.
So it's difficult for the farmer to keep up?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think technology does help farmers?
Yeah, it does, because it takes a lot of time away from the work and stuff, and it just helps a lot more because, you know, you spend so much time out on the farm, you might as well just take some time off, and the technology can do more work for you.
All right, so that's a sense of what young and old think about it. Another stunning day there, Henry, is that right?
It's absolutely beautiful. The weather is stunning, as you said. 80,000 are expected, or even more. Blue skies, huge queues at these modern ice cream trucks, temperatures reaching 22 degrees, and all the latest farming tech is here, from those modern tractors that have sat-nav so you can figure out how you're going to plant your field, to drones so you can watch your crops. Also, there's old-fashioned technology here as well, with tannoy announcements. They're here too. Somebody lost their smartphone earlier, and we found out about it because of the tannoy. Also, I used to like popping into the late Carrie Atchison, the voice of the ploughing. She died last year. She was always witty and always charming. You can hear the announcement over my head now. I did get to go into the Engineer's Island tent with a robot dog, which was really encouraging, with lots and lots and lots of people. Absolutely fantastic. The Engineering Island were actually encouraging girls to take out an engineering career. Here is Damien Owens, Director General of Engineers Ireland.
Well, engineers solve problems, and engineers will be solving the problems of climate change, which affects us all, and we need the strength of the farming community behind us to achieve this. And technology plays a vital part in, say, for example, monitoring animal health real-time, for either animal health or the yields on crops. That's all done real-time and delivered to the farmer via the internet, via technology. We also see, for example, the development of tractors that can go out on their own, dealing with GPS, and be very efficient in going into the corners field and make sure that areas of the field only get sprayed with seed or fertilizer once and not twice or three times, which is wasteful and potentially harmful to the environment.
And beside us, we have a robotic dog. What is this?
This robotic dog, we call him Satanta. And basically, he's quite a clever piece of technology. So you can send him into areas where you may not want to send a human. He can take measurements, go into, say, a farm shed, and scan it and make measurements of all the pipes and give you a 3D image of what's there. So it's a very efficient and high-tech piece of equipment. Now, it won't replace sheepdogs.
Well, it could. It could be the next sheepdog. It can walk.
A very long time before
it can't. It can't bark.
No, I prefer sheepdogs. No, I think we won't be, we'll not be making sheepdogs redundant anytime soon. But this is a fabulous piece of technology as an aid to the humans, not a replacement.
All right, that's interesting. Interesting name as well. Satanta killed Cullen's dog. Anyway, they've gone for that. You met Davy Fitz, did you?
I did. I got to meet Davy Fitz. He's working with Zurich. And they're trying to get rid of paperwork for the farmers because we know that farmers get so much paperwork from the government. They're always giving out about it. Technology's helping get rid of that. Here is Irish hurling manager Davy Fitz, or David Fitzgerald, currently managing Antrim.
David Fitzgerald, I'm a Zurich ambassador here at the Plowing Championships. I am.
So that's what you're wearing today. That is your hat. Tell me, you're from a farming background and also from a GEA background.
Yeah.
Technology is kind of creeping in, helping along the way.
Yeah, like I grew up on a farm, my uncle's farm. I would have been there all the time, every weekend when I was younger, right? Technology, so important. Like, I've seen it from a sports point of view, right? Like, we take our GPS, our stats. It makes us more efficient. Being more efficient in life is the most important thing. Is that creeping into farm? 100% it is. And I think you need to embrace it. I think that's the most important thing. The more efficient you are, the more productive you are. And that's important. So I use it for my sports background. And I'm, like, farming background, I'm improving. I'm fairly small at it, but I'm trying my best.
Declan O'Halloran, I'm Director of Distribution with Zurich Insurance in Ireland.
Declan, you have an app for that, as they say. Farmers and technology now go hand in hand. Tell me, when you're trying to offer a farmer cover, you can do it all in the app, in the farm. Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, well, we launched our farm proposition around 8 years ago, and we realised that farmers had moved on in their technological journey. So we have a team on the road now that have an app which we developed with the farmer in mind, where we can visit the farmer in their yard or their kitchen. We can bind cover for them on the spot. They can pay on the app. And then also now we've developed that the documentation. So nobody likes big envelopes versus of documentation. So it's all online now.
And that's the thing. Farmers have so much paperwork. It's trying to make it easier using the technology.
It is, absolutely. And I think the main thing is expertise. We have a team of farm direct people on the road. Farmers' time can be very it can be very busy depending on the time of year, obviously, and the type of farming you're in. So we want to make this seamless, quick, very technologically based. And we also want to go on a journey with farmers. So we want to be able to understand what they're doing from a technology perspective, learn from them, and be able to develop our proposition as we go along.
All right, that's what they had to say about it. Henry, the way it all sounds, the way you describe it, Davy Fitz and everybody else, is that even those people who are maybe kind of struggling or getting the sense they're left behind, they can't avoid it. It's everywhere, technology down there, is it?
Oh, it is everywhere. And you can even hear people on their phones around me. It's so busy. There's people everywhere and they're using technology. I'm actually speaking to you from the Plowing Media Center, and we've got ISDN lines underneath us in the middle of the field. We've got satellites, you name it. Technology and farming these days go hand in hand. To even get 250,000 people into a tented city is an unbelievable achievement. But we're going to try and go back to basics because farming and engineering and technology go hand in hand, as I said. Sheep shearing, I want to talk to you about sheep shearing because even though that's a very traditional thing, they're using technology in that too.
Yeah, George Graham here from Ballyuchter, near Gorey in North Wexford. I'm a well-known sheep shearer, a professional sheep shearer. I'm also a sheep farmer and a small beef farmer as well, but mainly my time is spent at sheep shearing. But I also do a lot of work on safety, general health and mental well-being.
So we're here in the sheep shearing tent. How has technology changed things?
Yes, well, technology certainly has changed things in a big way. There's a lot more opportunities to learn and improve things. In the shearing itself, even, with fitness, with technique and all that, you learn all the time, you try to improve, make the job easier. So technology, even the equipment as well, that makes life a lot easier.
And we're looking at the stands there. Tell us how this all works.
Yeah, this all works. The sheep are in three pens there to come out of each individual one, but instead of just letting the sheep away, they go down the porthole safely down to a pen to be judged out the back. So we've the stand holds three different shearers. Each of them have their own stand, and for the junior for talk sake, they'll be shearing three sheep in the heats. Again, in the semi-final, if they get through, they shear three more. If they get to the final, they shear four. But then the open grade, which is the highest grade, they shear seven in the heats. And if they get through to the final, they'll be shearing 15. A totally different breed, but some of them are world record holders. They're super athletes. They're just not shearers, but they're super athletes as well.
And you've got modern razors. They're not called razors, are they?
No, they're called the comb that goes on the handpiece. It's what the comb that combs the wool prepares it for cutting. And on top of the comb that goes the cutter, and that's actually what cuts the wool. They're extremely sharp, and there's different types of combs for different types of sheep as well.
And
that's
electric.
Very important. And they're electric.
It's not by hand anymore.
No, but we have actually hand shearing here as well. We still do some hand shearing. It's a great tradition. It's good to see it continuing. And we do also have a wool competition, handling competition, but we haven't that here today.
That's George, who is shearing sheep in North County Wexford, wrapping up that special edition of the Tech Takeover from the Ploughing Championships in Rathanesca in County Laois. Henry McKean, as always, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Keith here from Lewis Jewelers. It's a new year and time for you to get some new cash for all your old, unwanted jewelry. We are your trusted store to turn those items into immediate cash. Stop in today.